Let's see what's doing at home with the Lennox. Hello there. Do you feel like visiting? Well, suppose we drop in on the Lennox. Sylvia and Ben like to relax in their living room, chat, and play some of their favorite records. So, here we are, at home with the Lennox.
I made a great discovery today, Dorothy. Nobody ever knows what they really look like. Well, tell me the truth. Do I look very fat? No, really. Just a little plump, huh? Thanks, but I know you're just being kind. I probably look like a battleship sailing around a corner. Dorothy, you don't have to tell me I'm having a baby. I know. Sure, any time now. But that's just it. I've only gained 7 pounds. So I've been kidding myself. I mean, after all, now what is 7 pounds? I thought as long as I didn't stand sideways, who could tell? Well, I should have realized every time I sat down on the Chesterfield and couldn't get up again, I'm not the slim, sylph-like figure I used to think I was. Yes, used to think. I was probably kidding myself then, too. You think I'm what? Just tired, and that's why I feel depressed. Dorothy, if I feel depressed, I have every right to. After what happened today, it was the most humiliating. Oh, I hear Ben coming in. I better talk to you later, Dorothy. Goodbye.
Hello, are you home?
Sure I am. Are you?
Yeah. I just got here. Hi.
Hi. Where'd you think I would be?
I don't know. I was worried.
Over what?
Well, I wasn't sure. I tried to phone you earlier today, and you didn't answer.
This afternoon?
Mm-hmm. About 4 o'clock.
Oh, then it was you who phoned. I wondered.
You mean you heard the phone? Why didn't you answer?
Well, you might say I couldn't. I was otherwise occupied.
Oh. Well, at first I thought you must have just stepped out for a minute. Then I wondered where you could have gone. And then the more I thought about it, the more I started to worry.
Oh, you don't have to worry. I'm always here when you come home.
I know.
Where could I go? What could I do?
Huh?
Just sit around and get fat. That's me.
What are you talking about? Oh, say, speaking of getting fat, I'm hungry. How's supper coming?
Oh, it might be a little late tonight. I was sort of delayed.
Okay. I guess I can hold out. In the meantime, let's listen to this, eh?
What is it?
Joseph Murray and Miranda singing, How Lovely Cooks the Meat.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, how lovely cooks the meat. I smell it far away, I've thought of it all day. She's cooking the meat for me, what a meal it's going to be.
Oh, I've cooked a lovely meal, to my man it will appeal. When he comes in through the door, he will love me even more.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. When I get back home to eat, how lovely cooks the meat. I smell it far away, I've thought of it all day. She's cooking the meat for me, what a meal it's going to be.
The stove is much too hot. Now the steak has a big black spot. And I hope it won't be tough, 'cause my man must get enough.
Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. Oh, how lovely cooks the meat. In a moment I will eat. How lovely cooks the meat. I'm coming through the door. I cannot wait no more. At the table take my seat. Put my teeth into that meat.
Oh, my dear, your teeth are strong. And I hope that I'm not wrong. Though the steak is burnt and tough, I am sure you'll get enough.
Oh, how lovely is my wife. Oh, how lovely is my wife. I will keep her all my life. How lovely is my wife. She learned to cook someday, and then she'll pay her way. Between us there's no strife. She's a lovely, lovely wife.
Isn't it funny how you can start to worry over nothing and keep building on it until you get really panicky?
Is that what happened to you?
Just about.
Why? Just because I didn't answer the phone?
Well, I called more than once.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. And if you got panicky, I was getting frantic.
You mean you heard the phone ring and you just didn't answer?
Due to circumferences beyond my control.
Don't you mean circumstances?
No, I mean circumferences, and let's forget the whole thing.
No, I'm very curious now. Where were you? Tied up upstairs?
No. Stuck in the garage, and I mean literally.
In the garage?
I spent a lovely afternoon there.
In the garage?
I couldn't get out. And I kept hearing the phone ring and wondering who it was, and I was sure it was probably very important, but I couldn't answer.
Where was Davy? Why didn't he answer?
Well, he was over at his friend's house. And Michael was with me, and I was stuck.
I still don't understand. How?
Just stuck. Listen, isn't there any way we could have the garage widened?
Widened?
Uh-huh.
I don't see how. It's built right into the house.
I always said we should have bought a house with a two-car garage.
You think so?
Sure, so we'd have one garage for a car and the other one for me.
Look, I hate to sound dense, and I certainly don't want to upset you, but what were you doing in the garage?
What does anybody do in a garage? I was parking the car.
Why?
Because this time I didn't want to leave it in the driveway.
Oh, but you always do. It's easier for you.
Yeah, I know. And then when you come home in the other car, you always have two cars to park. You have to drive this one into the garage and then get back into the other one and park it in the driveway and... Well, this time I thought I'd make it easier for you.
Oh, that's dopey. You shouldn't even have tried.
Why don't we just forget the whole thing?
Yeah, I'd love to. But I'm still not sure what happened.
Well, it's just too humiliating to talk about.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what. Play me another record, and then maybe I'll tell you exactly what happened in detail. And then we can forget the whole thing.
Okay. How's this?
What is it?
Some piano music. Paolo Spagnolo playing the Seguidillas from the Suite Espanola No. 7 by Albéniz.
Thank you.
Sordid story?
Well, I still don't understand why you should suddenly have trouble parking the car. It's never happened before.
That's because I haven't tried parking in the garage for a couple of months.
What has time got to do with it?
At the moment, plenty.
In what way?
Well, I don't look the same as... Look, now, this is exactly what happened.
Yeah, let's hear all about it, eh? Tell me.
You know how you always leave the new car in the driveway for me in case I have to shop for something.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave the new car because it's easier to drive than the old car.
Right.
Ah, and I told you I thought I'd make it easier for you today to park in the driveway. So I drove into the garage. No trouble at all, so far.
Well, you shouldn't have any.
Wait. And you know how you have some boards and things at the back of the garage?
Oh, yeah.
So you can't drive the car right to the back. You have to leave it pretty close to the door, right?
Right. I've got the picture.
All right, you hold that. Now, my first problem was trying to get out of the car. What a squeeze that was.
Why? The garage isn't any narrower than it's ever been.
And neither am I, boy, neither am I. Well, we got out, finally.
We?
Yeah, I had Michael with me. I didn't want to leave him alone in the house.
Well, I guess it's just as well if you spent a long time in the garage.
Yes. So we walked alongside the car to the garage door, and Michael slipped out into the driveway, and then I tried to.
And?
Uh-uh.
What do you mean, uh-uh?
I mean, I couldn't. I mean, there just wasn't enough room between the back of the car and the side of the garage door for me to make a graceful exit, or any other kind.
Hmm.
You know how the back of a car sticks out?
That's the modern look.
Really? I guess I got it in the front.
Huh?
Anyway, it kept me from getting out of the garage.
What did you do?
Well, I tried everything. Standing up on my toes, kneeling down to crawl under... Nothing worked. And all the time, Michael was running from the driveway into the garage and out again, yelling, "Come out, Mummy, come out!" And Mummy couldn't.
Well, what did Mummy finally do? Drive the car back out onto the driveway?
Well, I suppose I could have done that. But anyway, I knew I only needed one more inch of space to get out. So I got Michael back into the car, and I managed to squeeze back in. And I inched the car forward, exactly one inch. And I finally made it. So let's forget it.
Mm-hmm. You've had quite an afternoon, haven't you?
Well, I guess if it hadn't made me feel so clumsy and fat, it'd be funny.
Look, I'm going to put a record on for you, and I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I won't be long. I just have to drive over for something.
Oh, all right. What's the record?
From the album Arias Sung and Acted, Judith Anderson acts and Zinka Milanoff sings Taccia la notte placida from Il Trovatore.
Where did I meet him? I saw him first at the tournament. There, unannounced and unheralded, appeared an unknown knight, completely clad in black armor, a black helmet on his head, no banner on his lance, no crest on his shield, nothing to tell who he was. Silently he entered the fray, and so gallantly did he bear himself that he vanquished our greatest nobles. It was my duty to place the wreath of victory on his head. Then he rode away, and none of us knew who was the knight, nor what was the nature of his errand. After that came the wars. War divided our land. There were no more tournaments, No more feasts. I never saw him again. Sometime in my daydreams, on a golden morning, his image would appear before me. That was all. Until one night. The night was silent and silvery. The air was calm. The sky serene. The moon was smiling her palest smile. When suddenly, there floated a melody through the darkness. Sweet, soft, far away, accompanied by the strains of a lute. The song was low, but I could hear. It was a troubadour who sang. What were the words of the song? They were like a prayer, as if a man was speaking to heaven, almost humble. But among these words, I caught the sound of a name. My name. I ran to the window. I leaned out into the night. I saw him. I saw him standing in the moonlight. That one glance transformed my whole being. Earth seemed heaven. The night seemed ecstasy. Now I wait for the moment when I can see him again. When will he come, my troubadour?
Oh.
Hi, I'm back.
Hello. You know, you missed the whole record.
With Judith Anderson and Zinka Milanoff?
Uh-huh.
Aw. Well, I'll play it again after supper. Here. This is for you.
Oh? What is it?
Well, I meant to pick it up on the way home, and I guess I forgot. Open it.
All right. Here, you take the string, and I'll... Oh! Oh, it's a dress! Oh, isn't it lovely? Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. I mean, that's the style you always say.
Say, this is size 12.
Sure, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll be able to wear it later.
Later? What's the matter with right now?
Have you taken a good look at me?
Certainly. You look fine. Hey, how about supper? I'm hungry.
You know what? You're nice. All right, come on, let's go in and eat.
You've just been visiting with the Lennox. Why not drop in again next week at the same time and hear more of Sylvia and Ben's favorite records and informal chatter? You're always welcome at home with the Lennox.